Everybody say, I have to be honest with you, I love, you know, always all the covers that I get. I gotta be honest, you know. I don't think the Mashiach gets enough covers. So if you just help me here for a second and just give some cover to the Mashiach. Get right down to business. The truth is that I wasn't planning on speaking, and this is not a speech. This is truly an expression of a hergesh that I had this week. I went with Shimi Schlesinger. We went to meet with the Rosh Yeshiva. We wanted to strategize about plans for sleep. Wanted to figure out how to sleep well. I also could use a lot of help in my sleep, and how to be awake. And we're waiting to hear from the Rosh Yeshiva something. You know, what's going to be? What's he going to tell us? You know, there's certain as far as 6 hours or two, three hours, and then another two. And the Rosh Yeshiva says to us, "B'tachlis apashtus," he says, "The truth is, I didn't sleep last night, but I have apples." Like apples. It's like, yes, I eat these apples, and I don't get tired. He says, it's a true story. He says, but if I have a mashahu of a cookie, I fall asleep. And Shimi and I walked out of there and go, whoa. And I felt at that moment a certain understanding. This is where my Emunas Chachamim comes from. I understood Borei Olam chooses people in a dar. And I'm a tough critic. I can't help it. I'm working on it. I'm a tough critic. But I've been here. This is a form of a siyum of 2 years for me here. And I feel mamish like Ofer Tachras Ragle Harosh Yeshiva. Mamish, a doormat. And I think that any time I think otherwise, I'll find out in Olam Haba that I'm talking that way. And it's absolutely incredible to see a yeshiva like this that's run by a person who doesn't know the bounds of humanity. It's literally a Malach Hashem Tzvakus. And if I wouldn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it. Every time that I enjoy my rest and relaxation, feeling free. I called Rosh Yeshiva. He's busy with this. He's busy. He's taking people to the zoo. Like, why are you taking Bachrin to the zoo? Enjoy yourself. He's here. He's there. He's going here. He's going to Chevron in the middle of the night. He's going to Kevin Rachel. The Rosh Yeshiva lives for Klal Yisrael. And this is a huge machayev for us. A huge machayev. For me, I don't have to work on anava. I really don't have to work on anava. Working in this yeshiva is a wonderful musar seder of what a ben adam could be. Naaseh adam nemar bavurecha. And I'd like to thank the Rosh Yeshiva for allowing me to have this shimush. And I think we don't realize this enough. I listen to the Bachram sometimes with their tininess. And they come and they whine. And it's a sign of real adolescence and being a child, and I just laugh as the Rosh Yeshiva is feeding the person. They're rolling their eyes and they have no clue that he's building their lives. And then you see, Baruch Hashem, there are people who grow out of it, and then they understand the godless, that the Rabbeinu Shalom has sent him as a shliach to literally be maimed us all, tachas, all of us on our raglayim, that we should become real emes of B'nai Torah. And I'd like to just thank the Rosh Yeshiva. Every word of Torah in this yeshiva is with your sweat, is with your sleepless nights. And we should just try, Be'ezus Hashem, that we should be able to bring you nachas and bring the Rabbeinu Shalom nachas. And that as we're coming to this very not pashat time, it's not pashat both in Klali, it's a war, and now we're entering a time of great shivrin, time of the shivrin luchas, that we have to pick up the pieces, Rav Osai. We have to really learn from our Rosh Yeshiva, and we have to mature. We have to become bigger, and the Rosh Yeshiva, you should have arichas yamim, you and your Rebbetzin, and your tzetzoyim, tzetzoei tzetzoecha, ad oilam, should nachas meidar ledar ad bias gael b'mher v'yameinu.
Amen.